Morning.
Good morning. Rob, it's Brian Puckett. Anyone else on?
I think you're first, Brian.
are you down in?
No.
Where's your phone?
Florida. I'm not in Boca Grande. I'm back in Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah, well, hard to place to be hotter than hell down here in St. Pete.
I know.
Dennis?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Rob, is that what you do? You kind of spend the summers up there and the rest of the time?
Yeah.
Down? Okay, that's good.
This is where my headquarters was for, you know, my working years, in Indianapolis, Carmel, Indiana. And then in 2000, I bought a place down in Florida, but I didn't really start going there until, you know, regularly until 2006. So.
Yeah, we're going to call our applicant here.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Rob, are you still on the line?
I'm here. Well, I don't, Brian, why don't you bring us up to date or whoever wants to chime in? What's on your mind?
I think that we're working the calls. We got the call rotation going. We've really got, I don't know the exact number, and I should, but a vast majority of clients that want a financial plan are on a financial plan, which I'm really excited about. Our largest client is still kind of resisting the financial plan, and he is just a great guy, but he's got some bad taste in his mouth. He was with Wells, he felt like they were using the financial plan as kind of a, you know, tool to sell product, and they were always manipulating assumptions, and he knew it, and we just can't get him to do a plan, which is tough. It'd be great. I mean, you can't make somebody do something if they don't want to do it.
In the end, you can get him to do planning. That's what counts, right? Make sure that everything is taken care of. Yeah.
That's right. Is the team on now, y'all? Hello? I thought I heard them join us, Rob, but.
I did too. Yeah. I heard some bing. Yeah. That's what counts. The estate planning, making sure, you know, that he has his, you know, if he went tomorrow, is everything set? That's the key. Most important thing.
Yeah, and then we've done a lot of that, actually. I mean, you know, we've met with, in fact, got him started with, you know, a number of lawyers in different firms, a T&E, trust and rights lawyer, prenups for the kids, buy-sell for the transitioning of the business to the kids, all the kids are clients. I mean, you know, but it's just odd that he's hung up on what happened and no advisor with software. Yeah, I was just talking about our conversation with Rick last week about doing financial planning, and how he was hung up on, you know, what happened at an old advisor about the misuse of the financial planning tool. And Rob and I have all the keys to make sure, you know, you've got the big things taken care of, estate planning, buy, sell. And I think we do. And, it's a great relationship, I think. I mean, I don't want to take anything for granted. He's one of the few really great engaged clients that just doesn't really want to do a financial plan. So,
we've
done financial planning for us right now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. As long as you've done financial planning and you've done, you know, I'd think about, you know, for wealthy people, you think, well, you don't need to do a cash flow analysis. That's kind of rudimentary, but the truth is, I think it's really important. I think it's part of the most important thing you can do is to help people to really understand how much they can spend and how much, you know, how much they're taking in and how much they're spending and what that is going to look like in terms of the future. And it's just one of those things nobody bothers to do, especially wealthy people, when they don't even bother checking their, you know, balancing their checkbook. They just spend, you know. And so I think it's helpful, because as life goes on, it's something that you can be helpful in, because, you know, life changes. Once they retire,
Rob, you there? He dropped off, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
What is wrong with the phone line today?
We're on a cell phone. Our landline sounded terrible.
We sound perfect now. I don't know what happened to Rob, though.
I'm a phone, huh? System.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think it's like our phone per se.
Yeah. I think some business conference call, whatever service it is.
Dar, are you cool with Dally? Is he all set, or are you cool with that today?
I submitted paperwork to Bellhaven.
No, I got dropped. Do we have a problem this morning?
Yeah, we're having technology problems there, yes. I think everyone's on here. I don't know what happened, Ralph.
That's okay. I got dropped. I just got boom. Any issues or problems or challenges or cases that I could help with?
You had no problems. I think we're trying to get through the whole list of clients and getting going with these, you know, first and some of them second and third calls. I don't know if we've had any real, big issues with current clients or anything like that.
All right, well,
go ahead, Rob.
Well, I mean, if you guys are set, I have a couple of ideas for you, that really one idea that I thought I'd share with you, and stop me if I've gone through this, but one of the things that we talk about is the use of the folder and how it has kind of some magical powers. Part of it is reminders of things to do. One of the things that you guys had talked about was developing the enthusiastically endorsed list. And that can be, you know, done right, that can be an amazing tool to help you and your clients and new people in your community. And you guys are so involved in the community, you're part of the community. When somebody new comes to the community, especially in a, you know, in a smaller town, they want to see, you know, especially if they're from a big city or, you know, from New York or something, they're not going to feel as welcome unless somebody reaches out to them. And you guys could be that team that reaches out to them and says, hey, welcome to the town, and these are the people that you need to know. These are the people that you can rely on, because they're part of a network that we've created that's mutually dependent on each other. And so you can be very confident that these are the best of the best in our community. And so we're going to save you a lot of time by giving you this list. And you know, that they'll be amazingly appreciative, I would hope, because had somebody done that for me when I moved to town, that would have been a huge help. And the more detailed you make it, the better it is. I mean, it's just take care of everything. And the community, the vendors would be incredibly appreciative of that. And that brings me to my second idea, which is in the folder, we have a page for introductions given and introductions received. And I used to, you know, some people would use it and some people wouldn't, and I wouldn't push it. But I really believe that we've tweaked it to a point where I think it's as good an idea as the enthusiastically endorsed idea. And here's why. When you get an introduction, my suggestion is this. You put their name down, and you also put down the date that you got the introduction, and then the date that you opened the account. And for two reasons. One is you may keep that introduction for some time before it becomes an account. On the other hand, it may never become an account. But let's say it does, right? My suggestion is then to call the client on the anniversary of opening the account and thanking them for the relationship and tell them how much you appreciate it. And also, most importantly, call the person that introduced you on the anniversary and thank them for the introduction. Now, first of all, it's a really nice thing to do. Second, what do you think is going to be a possible reaction?
Well, I think from the referral, this confirms that, you know, hey, it's been a year, they've been a client, they're happy. It gives them, you know, just a little confirmation that they it was a good idea for them to refer over to you.
Right, right. So it builds their confidence in you that it worked. I mean, that's the biggest worry that people have is that somehow it won't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing is it may just spark, oh, yeah, I've got another guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jen?
I like that. It can hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, in about 50% of the cases that I've introduced this idea, people, that's the first thing out of their mouth. Oh, yeah, somebody's going to say, oh, I've got another guy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not sure that it will work that way every time, but I think based on the introductions that I've made, there seems to be that tendency to say, well, good. I'm glad it worked. Yeah, I have another guy for you.
Yeah, I think so.
You get that. Mm-hmm. People will say, you know, I sent Don Smith over, and, you know, I don't know if he's been a client or not. And you're like, yeah, he's been a client for a year or two. I'm like, oh, cool, you know.
They're really right. That's a great system. That's great.
Well, think about it when we have a problem, right? I mean, one of the biggest things that Supernova does, remember, a 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. The idea is, yes, it's important to solve the problem, but most important is it's important to tell the client the problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we miss that. See, we miss that. We don't take advantage of that. That makes the client delighted. And they're actually happier than before they had the problem. And that sounds weird, but that we tested that, and it's true. This is the same thing. People will be delighted to give you an introduction, but when you call them a year later and thank them and then reinforce that it's going well,
mm-hmm.
it's going to make them delighted.
Yep.
See, they're introducing you because for two reasons. One, they want to make their client happy, and two, they want to make you happy. Right. And to find out both of you are happy makes them happy.
Oh, yeah. This is a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, even the ones we could look at, well, I think we have this in Red Hill. I could make a spreadsheet, but we could go, yeah, the ones that have been referred and say, yeah, it's been 5 years, and referred. Maybe to do like a 5-year anniversary for the ones that we've had for a while.
Well, that'd be a good thing. And I think everybody, when you're on your Supernova calls, it's really important. In Red Tail, there is a referred by field.
Right.
And it's so important to double check that. We have an important client where that was totally wrong. We'll talk about that later. But it's really important to check that referred by. And this is a great idea because I think a lot of people refer people and they don't really know what became of the.
Yeah.
Right. What happened? What happened? Now, this is particular.
The referee may talk, but this is great. This is a great way to close the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and just think about centers of influence, right? So you have your center of influence folder, and you have your referral page. And like I have managers that refer me to numbers of FAs, right? And so I need to call them on the anniversary of that relationship and say, tell them how it went, you know, because managers are busy and they'll go 9 out of 10 times for me. They go, oh yeah, I've got another guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ridiculous.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So this idea is weird. It's just sort of, you know, there's a book for little kids on ideas and how they grow. It's a cute book. Anyway, I have a 4.5-year-old granddaughter, so I read it. But anyway, the idea grows and grows. This little idea never really took hold. I always had the referral page in there, but I never had the idea of calling. And I know that it's, you know, that's what makes Supernova Supernova. That you start with one, like we never really had, we never had agendas in the beginning. And we never had executive summaries. And it was FAs that used them that taught us that that was the right thing to do. And it's just like this idea. When it needed time to kind of germinate. And now I think it's really a good idea. So I think it's going to work for all your clients, but I think particularly those centers of influence that could refer you. And, you know, in one way, you could probably use this as your referral system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of the VIPSA and all that, that's great. But this might be enough to generate enough referrals to grow your business.
Yeah, it just might.
I think it might. I don't know. You guys are going to have to test it. But
yeah.
You really live on referrals. You all live on referrals, I know. And you do them, you get them without even asking. This is just a nice way of thanking them, and you're not even asking. They're just going to give them to you.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, we all know no one wakes up thinking about us every day. I mean, they're busy with their own life, their own worries.
That's right.
So.
And so, you know, you could incorporate this into your regular monthly calls where you see it, you know, a client date coming up, you wouldn't have to make a separate call. You could make it just part of that call, or you could make a separate call. You might test that and see which works better.
Well, this is a great reason to call. I mean, this, calling somebody on a birthday just to say happy birthday, you know, those are great excuses. I just was thinking about you today.
Right. They're all good. They're all good.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to see, Rob, if you could coach us a little bit. I don't know if any of my other teammates are struggling with this, but So we run globally diversified portfolios, and you probably know that international stocks are having a tough year. U.S. stocks are doing okay. Our portfolios have gone nowhere this year, and it's August. And people are thinking about that. Do you have any words of wisdom of what we ought to be, you know, talking about that, you know, we ought to interject into some of these, here's what's happening, conversations with clients about performance?
I think that it's smart not to be static, okay? Static is not great, okay? I know static, you know, holding to a strategy is, you know, great. It's good and it works over time. The problem is you're dealing with human beings. And human beings want you to seem responsive to different environments. So my suggestion is to take some action without compromising your strategy. Introducing something that
will. Go ahead.
Here's what I tell people is that, look, people, let's say we were in a horrible bear market, right? Mm-hmm. And the market was just going down, down, down. People were like, and you just tell them, hold, hold, hold. Well, people don't like that. They want you to do something. Right? Right. They want to do something. So my suggestion is to do something. Okay? So you take $50,000 and you buy the reverse of an index, right? So you don't have to short, you buy the reverse of the index, which the market gives you lots of opportunities. Now, they're not going to pay any attention to anything except that one trade that's kind of aggressive. No, it's true.
I hear you.
I used to tell people, just short one stock, okay? And then they'll watch that constantly. That's the only thing they're going to be thinking about. So you get their mind off of the fact that you are doing anything. And this world has changed. Because that's what people will tell them. Look, your financial advisor is not aligned with the world. He's out of touch. Okay, come with me. So you need to do things. You don't need to do big things. You don't need to do things to distort the portfolio. You just need to do something to say, look, we're in touch with this trend, and we're gonna take advantage of it until it ends, rather than doing nothing. Okay? I mean, that's my attitude. It's like when you get a in the old days when we get a reassignment from a broker that left, and the FA say, oh, he's fine, he's going to stay with me. I say, let me put it this way, there's about a 80 to 90% chance he's not going to. And the only way you're going to know if he is staying with you is if he does a transaction with you. Okay? You have to take your advice and do something. So my suggestion is do something. Because it gets very hard to have the same conversation month after month when things aren't going the way you think they should. Yeah. Now, let me tell you, I was a huge bear on the XLP, okay? I thought that the consumer staples were going to continue down and have a terrible time. Well, they're up steadily every month okay, since I shorted it. So I had to cover my short. All right, so I had one short on the whole market, and that was the XLP, and it was absolutely the only thing that went up. So there's a, you know, there's an idea, okay? Consumer staples have been dead. They've been dead. And there's this Procter & Gamble and Colgate and all the ones I hated just gradually going back up from terrible lows. They're down 20%. So there's an idea, right? Something that is different. It's domestic. And it's all American. You know, it's all the brands. It's the opposite of the Amazon effect. Right, the Amazon is going to put all these people out of business, and they're not, looks like they're not going to. So the XLP has just been gradually moving higher. And that's, you know, it's only a couple months old trend, so it's fairly new, and it's domestic. And it's just an interesting idea for them. I think that I wouldn't be a big fan of China and the emerging markets right now because of everything. I mean, I think that they have got a lot more issues than a lot of them. Their issues will come out with this, with this trade war. I think it's going to punish, a lot of countries. So. No, I love diversification, but I like, you know, an intelligent weighting. So I think, you know, you can change your weightings, guys, without abandoning your strategy.
Does anyone else on the team have any other issues you faced in calls that you might want to ask the coach before we conclude?
No.
Do you get the idea of doing something? Do you think that, I mean, does that make sense to you, or is that, you find that not a good answer?
Oh, I think it is a good answer. And we have done it before. We've tried to be more disciplined and not make too many, too many changes to the portfolio. But it's been pretty easy to, and I'm talking to everybody, especially Dennis, you, and the rest of the team. You know, it's been easy to do nothing when everything's going up. People are going to get tired of us not doing anything if they're not making money. I can promise you. So, you know, we've done some things like what Rob's talking about. We took the big trade in that Hussman thing. And that turned out nice, but that, you know, that could have backfired. I don't know. I mean, but we are buying into, out of favor stuff like International Core. And I mean, I think we ought to point that out to people that we're doing something. I think to sit here and say, no, just hang on, everything's hanging, I'll turn around. We just don't know what, I mean, I think Rob's right. I think people, especially people with a lot of money, get sick of hearing that and sick of, you know, all they see is our fee happen in their account, and that's all they see. I don't know. I don't know if that's really going to work. If the only trade in their account is us taking our management fee and they make no money, I don't think it is going to work.
No, we're not going to get any help from the bond market.
Right. I don't know if anyone else is thinking about this team, but it's a real issue.
I mean, look at the hedge funds have gotten murdered, you know. Some of them are down 20%. So, I mean, you don't want, you know, if you're even, you're probably doing fine. But I think that's important to point out to people. You know, we could have rigged and then.
Yeah, are we could have compared to what? And that is important.
Right. And you know, if you got a 60-40 asset allocation model, you know, that's you know, we're starting out with 40% in, you know, not helping us. You know, we're getting, you know, we had a 35-year, 40-year bull market in bonds sorry, guys, that's probably over. So, you know, we've been having that tailwind for a long time. We're not going to get that. The bonds are going to act and do what they're supposed to do, which is to protect us on the downside. But they're not helping us on the upside. So that 60% that we've got in equities, you know, it's got to do okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think,
well, I think we're good. I think those are good ideas. Great ideas, actually. The referral ideas and home run, I think. So appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Go ahead and put it into the folder if you don't have that sheet in the folder, and then start to use it. And then next month we'll talk. And let me hear some good stories, because I think it'll be. I think that's a good one. I think you'll get some reactions from that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, I think
that's
good. So to hit that home, you guys, it's so important when we make our calls to figure out who was the referrer for this client you're calling, and then maybe implement this simple idea that Rob went over. So, thank you, Rob.
Good idea. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Keep it up. Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.